Unit 8. 1. Do you want to come with us to the concert?
Count me in.
2. Bob has quite a sense of humor.
I'll say, he really cracks me up.
3. Is Mary's dad really strict?
Yes, he really makes her toe the line.
4. I've been dropped from the varsity team.
How come?
Five. Were they robbed or burglarized?
Doesn't it amount to the same thing?
Six. I heard you flunked another history test.
Oh, well, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
7. Bob has been in business for 10 years.
Well, he must be doing something right.
8. How are things going with your new mother-in-law?
Don't even ask.
9. Did he say to turn left or right at the corner?
I didn't catch it.
10. I can't understand what Sandra sees in Tom.
Yeah, what a zero.
8. The study of the philosophy of human nature is often regarded as an investigation into the meaning of life. This subject usually deals with 4 key problem areas: human choice, human thought, human personality, and the unity of the human being. A consideration of these 4 problem areas can also include scientific and artistic viewpoints on the nature of human life. The first problem area, human choice, asks whether human beings can really make decisions that can change their futures. Conversely, it investigates to what extent the individual's future is fixed and predetermined by cosmic forces outside the control of human beings. In the second problem area, human thought, epistemology is considered. Epistemology means the study of knowledge. It should not be confused with ontology, the study of being or existence. The third key issue, human personality, emphasizes aspects of human life that are beyond mental processes. It takes a look at emotional, spiritual, and communal elements. Importantly, the study of the communal aspect focuses on community and communication rather than on government or the philosophy of the state. Finally, the fourth problem, The Unity of the Human Being, explores the first three areas more fully and asks whether there is any unifying basis for human choice, thought, and personality. In other words, while the human is an inherently complex being, there must be a unity or wholeness underlying these complications. The study of the philosophy of human nature should enable an individual to contemplate more deeply vital human issues, including an engagement with political, cultural, and social debates. Not surprisingly, the works of Plato and Aristotle are generally regarded as the foundation for this subject. Now you will hear questions 1 to 5. 1. Which question is central to the investigation of human choice? Two. What is epistemology? Three. What aspects of human personality are investigated? Four. What is the fourth problem area of the philosophy of human nature? Five. The course studies the writings of which philosopher? That is the end of Exercise 8.
That is the end of Unit 8.